سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we reach those verses of Surah Kahf, para 15, verse number 60 and 61. Among the famous incidents of the Quran, the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam is a very famous incident. This incident is also mentioned in authentic hadith kitabs like Bukhari Sharif, etc. The story of Hazrat Musa and Khizr alayhi salam has been mentioned in the books of hadith. Bukhari has recorded in various places, sometimes briefly and sometimes in detail. In Bukhari Sharif has recorded it twice in the chapter of knowledge, the first time in volume 1, page 17. In brevity, and the second time in detail, volume 1, page 23, in detail, he has recorded another detailed narration on the chapter of Tafsir. Let's do the English translation of these two verses of the Quran first. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam said to the youngster who accompanied him in the journey, I shall continue to walk until I reach the confluence of two seas, or until a long period expires. It is mentioned that somebody asked Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable or intelligent person amongst us? Musa alayhi salam, being the Nabi of the time, he replied, me. But Allah Ta'ala did not like that answer. He should say, Allah Ta'ala knows best. So we won't say Nabi Musa alayhi salam made a mistake. The Nabis of Allah, they are masoom. Allah Ta'ala teaches the Ummah the lesson. And that's why this incident took place. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam to go to a certain place and meet Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. And the spot where he is going to meet Khizr alayhi salam, that is this verse where which I have recited. The person that accompanied Nabi Musa alayhi salam on this journey was Yusha ibn Nun. One is we get Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, but in tafsir is written here Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. So he told this youngster, Musa alayhi salam carried a fish as patkos, and he told the youngster that when the fish, this ayat number 60, when Musa alayhi salam said to the youngster, I shall continue to walk until I reach the confluence of two seas, or until a long period expires. And the next verse, so when they reached the confluence of the two, they both forgot their fish and it turned its path into the ocean. When they read this, what the youngster forgot to tell Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and Allah gave life to the fish and went way back in the water. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَ قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. Verse number 62. When they proceeded further, Nabi Musa alayhi salam told the youngster, bring our patkos, our breakfast. Without doubt, this journey has been extremely tiresome for us, or wearisome for us. He replied, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. He replied, when Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked for the patkos, for the fish, this is verse number 63 I have recited. He replied, did I not tell you that when we sought shelter by the boulder, I forgot the fish? It was certainly Shaitan, Iblis, made this youngster forget Yusha bin Nun about the fish that went into the water. It made its way into the sea in an extremely marvelous way. Allah Ta'ala is under control. Allah gave life to the fish and went back. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا. Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, that was what we were seeking for. So they retracted the steps and they went back to the spot where the fish went away in the water. Next week we'll continue inshallah with the other verses. I will mention some advices of Rasulullah regarding sabr and shukr. We as Muslims, we are enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning to evening. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If we wish to count the favors of Allah upon us, we won't be able to count it. Little health, wealth, time. And the greatest bounty is Allah made us Muslims. Allah gave us Iman. And Allah gave us tawfiq of doing our 5 times Salah, meals with Jama'ah. For 40 days with Salatul Jama'ah. Allah gave us tawfiq to recite Quran, one ayat or many paras of the Quran. And those fortunate ulama that are accepted by Allah to teach 6-7 hours of the day in the hifz class, in the darulooms. The tongues are moist with Qal Allah and Qal Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have sincere love and respect for ulama ikram. They are chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when it's come to sabr, we ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat. Inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah wal-fawz bil-jannati wal-najata min al-nar. Iman is between we hope in the mercy of Allah and we fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. The open sinners and transgressors who don't have iman, they become fearless of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes Allah gives the non-Muslims or the open sinners a lot of wealth. We may think that they are enjoying themselves. But سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّكِ. Allah gives them a respite and then suddenly the azab come. If not in this world, if they leave the world without iman, the punishment will start in the grave, the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect our iman and may Allah protect us from all types of azab. Now when it's come to sicknesses, diseases, I read one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Abi Sa'id wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhuma anin nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ma yusibu al-muslima min nasab wala wasab wala hamm wala hazan wala azan wala gham hatta ash-shawkata yushaquha إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. متفق عليه. Mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Has Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu narrate and Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrate that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when any fatigue, illness, worry, grief, injury, and anxiety afflicts a Muslim to the extent that even if a thorn pricks him, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala most certainly atones his sins through these afflictions. We Muslims, our iman and taqdeer, good and bad, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in human nature, we have here good news, then we get happy. And we hear sad news, we get sad. Example, we got the news that somebody is going for Umrah and Hajj, and Allah made everything easy for them. It's a happy news. Somebody getting married, our daughter, sister, somebody in the near family getting married, it's a happy news. And similarly, when somebody passes away or tragedy happens, some meet a motor car accident, somebody gets sick, and whatever difficulties people may have, suddenly he had a good business and he lost the business, for Allah knows best. Either the landlord took the shop back or the business went into financial difficulty, whatever. We as Muslims, we try to do everything within our capabilities in the permissible, in a halal way. And we use our intelligence. We don't make stupid decisions or incorrect decisions that will bring difficulty upon us. We make mashura with the people around us, with the ulama, with the accountants, and what advice they give us, how to run the business, etc. We take advice from them and we carry on. After taking advice, yet something goes wrong. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, return to Allah. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran min. Allah, reward me in this difficulty and compensate me with something better. And we recite, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyu wa rasoola. Somebody lost the employment, lost the job, whatever, but we look for another job, look for that another employment. But sometimes when we have a dispute with somebody, we are living in the world, in a state of anger, say, you know, you got sick because you did this to me. Man aada li waliyan faqad azantu bil harb. Whoever caused harm to the wali and friends of Allah, they're declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as possible, respect our ulama, the imam of our majlis, pious personalities, and people that are traveling also. Allah accept the du'as of a traveler and pious person who has sunnat in the life, deen in the life. Don't take the curse of a Muslim traveler. Don't take the curse of our ulama or pious personalities. May Allah protect us from any pious person's curses. Now, people get sick, don't think that sick is azab. Everything is not azab, it is reward. I'll give you another incident. An Atta ibn Abi Rabah radiyallahu anhu qala qala li ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma ala urika imra'atan min ahli al-jannah faqultu bala qala hazi al-mar'atu as-sawda'u atat an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalat inni usra'u وإني أتكشف فادع الله تعالى لي قال إن شئت صبرت ولك الجنة وإن شئت دعوت الله تعالى أن يعافيك فقالت أصبروا فقالت إني أتكشف فادع الله أن لا أتكشف فدعا لها متفق عليه من البخاري الشريف and مسلم الشريف. Atta ibn Rabah narrates, had ibn Abbas asked me, should I show you a woman from the inhabitants of Jannah, paradise? I replied, indeed. He said, this black woman, maybe from African origin, who came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I am overtaken by epileptic seizures and my body gets exposed when this happens. Therefore, supplicate to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in my favor. He said, if you remain patient, you will be rewarded in Jannah, paradise. But if you wish, I could supplicate to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to cure you from the sickness of epileptic seizures, fits, etc. She replied, I will exercise patience. She then added, however, my body gets exposed when I get this epileptic seizures. So supplicate to Allah that my body does not get exposed. Our beloved Rasulullah made dua for that Allah must not expose her body. That means her clothes must remain on the body when she gets that fits. May Allah give all sick people good health. If we see somebody going through some sickness, we recite, Alhamdulillah, Allazi afani, mimma btalaka bihi, wa faddalani ala kasiri mimman khalaka tafdila. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given me comfort from the difficulty what the next person is going through. I'll mention another hadith when we have problems from our enemies, those that are not Muslims. The incident of a Nabi, one Abi Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala ka'anni anzuru ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yahki nabiyyan min al-anbiya salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim darabahu qawmuhu fadwawhu wa huwa yamsahu ad-dama an wajhihi wa huwa yaqul Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Muttafaqun alayhi, mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates, it is as though I can picture the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relating the story of one of the prophets of the past whose people beat him till he started bleeding. He was wiping the blood off his face and saying, oh Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. The Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a heart as a well-wisher. All of those that cause harm to them, they make dua for them. But also physical jihad took place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when after normal education, invitation to Islam was given to them, and they were still persecuting the Muslims, causing harm to the Muslims. We know Ghazwa-e Badr took place, Ghazwa-e Uhud, etc. Physical combat took place. But the main lesson I want to say today is that when somebody is going through some sickness, don't immediately say Allah's azab and Jahannam. Don't put salt to the wound. The people need sympathy, need compassion. And if you go visit a sick person, 70,000 angels make dua for you. If you meet them in the evening, till the morning, be the morning till the evening. And alhamdulillah, my Tuesday tafsir, my Jummah programs, the recording is sent to Brother Ridwan Simji of Simtech. Alhamdulillah, whatever, if anybody needs to listen to the recordings of the past tafsirs, is available from Brother Ridwan Simji of Simtech. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashadu wa la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.